Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Kennedy Klein. She was a former libero of the Pella volleyball team and this year was named the All-American Rivers Conference Defensive Player of the Year. She's played four full seasons now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Kennedy, good to have you back on the air for the first time in a few years. Obviously, let's start with the most recent honor. What was it like when you first found out that you were named Defensive Player of the Year? And what does it mean to have this recognition?
Oh, wow. When I first found out before everybody else did, and I had to keep my mouth shut. it was hard, but I mean, it just means a lot. I never in a million years could have imagined receiving this award. There are so many, every other libero in our conference deserves this award just as much as I do. But, I mean, I just, words can't explain how, like, much I appreciate the notice from other coaches, my coach, my teammates, like all the hard work I've put in the gym during season, off season. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't earn this award without my teammates and my coaches. They're there for me 100% of the time. And I mean, their hard work doesn't go unnoticed as well. So, I mean, I really wouldn't be here and doing the things I'm doing without them.
Well, and as you look at your career journey after you left Pella High School, the first couple seasons you played quite a bit, but obviously these last 2 years in particular, you've kind of taken on this lead defensive role. How have you grown as a player even since you graduated from Pella High School? And what has this journey at Nebraska Wesleyan looked like for you from coming on and playing right away, sure, but then obviously these last 2 years really being that defensive focal point for your team?
Yes, so I would say I'm more of a leader by example, especially the past 2 years. Just, you know, the hustle plays, defensive plays, stuff like that, and stuff off the court too, just being a leader in classes, school-wise, outside of school. But then this next year, I'm probably going to have to take more of a vocal leader as well as leader by example. Just because we are losing our senior setter, and she was more of a vocal leader. So I'm going to have to kind of step into that role, which will be different for me, but I'm excited to learn. I've grown so much over the years. I mean, from sophomore year to junior year, I was a huge change. I was the starting libero. Learning how to lead by example, and I do have an effect on the rest of the team. I kind of don't realize that until we're in games, you know, where I, maybe if I shut down for a little bit, the whole team kind of, you can see their effect on them. And I've had multiple conversations with my coach and she's like, yeah, like you do have an effect on the team, whether you notice it or not. So I really have to step it up next year, especially in the vocal role as well.
Well, and you've had a lot of milestones this season, too, and this has been kind of your breakthrough year. You were Defensive Player of the Week earlier this season as well, got over 1,000 career digs, which is obviously in this conference with the kind of hitters that are coming at you every single game, I'm sure quite the honor, too. What has it been like kind of celebrating this season in particular, and what's it been like, especially as we mentioned that growth as a player, but finally being able to break through and to be able to showcase all the hard work and have it kind of all come out with these big milestones and recognition, not just obviously the Player of the Year honor, but these other milestones that you've accomplished too?
I mean, it's just bittersweet because I would not want to share these milestones with anybody, with another team. I love each and every one of the girls on my team. Like I said, they have my back. I have their back. But just the memories that we made this year, and we got so much more vulnerable with each other, and I think that helped a ton. I see everybody on campus, and I'm like, I just want to sit down and talk to them, whether it's about volleyball or not. But I think if I wouldn't be able to have, like I said, get 100 digs or 1,000 digs without them, they just – I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like, they just make it so much better. They're so happy for me and excited. And I'm excited to see some other players on the team reach goals that they might not think they're going to reach, but I know that they will. And I'll be so excited for them as well.
We're here with Kennedy Klein. She's a former Pella volleyball player who was named American Rivers Conference Defensive Player of the Year out at Nebraska Wesleyan. Let's take a step back to the land of the Dutch for a second. And your class is the last class that had qualified for state at Pella High School. And there have been some good teams since then. But obviously, you were at the tail end of a really remarkable run. And your fellow classmates have also done some pretty big things this year. Jenna Schulte coming back for the first time in three seasons and being one of the top blockers in Division II. You see Natalie Klayberg, obviously, at least once a year over at Wartburg having a great season. And then Emily Holterhaus and all the success that you and I have had with their conference championship season they're having. And she's really been the focal point of that team. What's it like to kind of step back now that it's been 4 years to recognize how much talent was on those teams that you were on, and even those couple years before you went to varsity? And what's it like to see all of those girls, especially from your class, have the success that they're still having in volleyball and still loving the game?
It's just exciting to see how much everyone's grown as a player, mentally and skill-wise and physically. I see Natalie once or twice a year. It's exciting to play her. I enjoy catching up with her. I don't get to see Jenna as often or Emily, but I see them making huge milestones in their career, and I just get so excited for them. I guess it's just after high school, like, going our separate ways, it's just exciting to see what everybody's accomplishing in their life at college.
And then for you, as you look back at the high school days, and I know you were quite the club player too, obviously volleyball has always been a big thing for you. What's it like reflecting back at all the success you had, and what's it like to kind of see the growth and still so many players going to college from Pella? And a lot of that, I'm sure, was inspired by the teams that you were on.
My senior year, that was also like a memorable year for me. We had a great team and a great coach, Katie Brand. I love seeing that high schoolers are still having like such great seasons, and they're so passionate about volleyball. I love seeing other players love the sport as much as I do and wanting to continue that career in volleyball. Or whether they like continue it on after their first year or not, it's just trying it out. I really emphasize, you might as well try it out for 1 year. You don't know where it's going to take you. But I think, and also seeing people going outside of state, I saw Jasmine Amigas going to Calvin. Getting out of the Pella community and going to experience something new, I really look up to that because that's what I did. But I just love seeing other girls love the sport as much as I do.
Well, and that love has pushed you. It sounds like you've already kind of told us you've technically played four seasons, but because of COVID-19, you were granted another year. It sounds like you're going to give it another go then?
I am, yes.
And I'm guessing, what are you looking forward to most about that experience and that chance that obviously you have a senior season and you get an extra year of experience and getting better? I'm sure the team's obviously going to be a little bit different, as you had already alluded to, but I imagine that's got to be something you're really looking forward to as you train for that final season.
Yeah, in my interview with the American Rivers Conference, I just said all of it. I'm looking forward to all of it all over again. Since it will be my last year playing competitive volleyball, just every single moment, practice, preseason, the weekend tournaments, we're hoping to travel somewhere again like we did to Texas this year. So everything's just going to be so bittersweet. Senior night, playing all the conference teams again, I'm just looking forward to all of it. There's not one specific thing that I can pinpoint. We have everybody coming back except our senior setter. We'll miss her, but yeah, I just, like I said, all of it. I love every moment of it.
Very good. That's Kennedy Klein, a former Pella High School state qualifying libero for two seasons, who's having great success at Nebraska Wesleyan. Again, the American Rivers Conference Defensive Player of the Year. Kennedy, a huge congratulations again. It's good to catch up with you, and look forward to hearing your number one fan, Chad, back here in town, telling us all about your fifth season. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.